This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. Government marks 100 days with focus on good governance. Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamisani says government is working to meet public expectations. Armed police force deploys divers to search for bus and missing passengers in Karunali River. Heat wave sweeps US, disrupting Independence Day celebrations. And round of 32 completed as FIFA World Cup 2026 enters last 16. Now the news in detail. The government has completed its first 100 days in office, highlighting progress in implementing its commitments to good governance, corruption control, recovery of illicit assets, and strengthening the accountability of state institutions. Led by Prime Minister Balendra Saha, the government said it has begun implementing its policy agenda and long-term reform plans. The budget for the fiscal year 2026-27 includes programs aimed at economic transformation, improving economic stability, and addressing the management of informal settlements. During the first 100 days, the government said it has introduced measures to improve public service delivery by reducing delays in government offices, speeding up the printing of passports and driving licenses, and making services more citizen-friendly. The government is set to make its first 100-day progress report public this afternoon. According to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, the report will present a comprehensive review of the government's performance, highlighting key achievements and reforms carried out since assuming office. As the government completes its first 100 days in office, Rashtriya Swatantra Party (RSP) President Ravi Lamisani has said it has laid a strong foundation for good governance and is working to meet the aspirations of the people. Speaking at the launch of the party's digital platform and a cyber security orientation program for party lawmakers yesterday, Lamisani said the government had prioritized good governance, effective public service delivery, and citizen-focused reforms. He said government services were becoming more accessible and added that public feedback would continue to guide the government's policies and programs. RSP President Lamisani also expressed confidence that the reforms introduced during the government's first 100 days would contribute to long-term development and a stronger governance. Likewise, the Ministry of Information and Communication has said it has implemented a series of reforms to make public services more citizen-friendly, technology-driven, and efficient under the government's 100-day governance reform agenda. According to the Ministry's progress report, the Department of Postal Services has launched the government courier service to deliver official documents, including passports, driving licenses, and educational certificates directly to citizens' homes. The ministry said passport home delivery has been expanded to 75 districts, while the distribution of driving licenses has also been streamlined in coordination with the Department of Passport Management. It added that the postal internal tracking system has been upgraded to enable digital tracking of postal items in line with international standards. The Armed Police Force, EPF, has deployed a team of divers to search for a bus and its missing passengers after the vehicle plunged into the Karunali River in Dilek. According to APF spokesperson Sailendra Thapa, a four-member team led by Inspector Prem Bahadur Tamang reached the accident site today with specialized equipment to locate the submerged vehicle and passengers. The bus traveling from Surkhet to Kalikot veered off the Karunali Highway at Chamunda Brindasini Municipality 7 on Thursday and fell around 600 meters into the river. Rescue teams were deployed immediately after the accident, and one male body was recovered from a cliff about 400 meters below the crash site. However, the bus and the remaining passengers are still missing. Foreign tourist arrivals by air to Nepal have increased during the first 6 months of 2026, according to the Nepal Tourism Board. The board said 620,000 foreign tourists arrived in Nepal by air between January and June this year, compared to 577,000 during the same period last year. The Nepal Tourism Board attributed the increase to the expansion of international flights to and from Kathmandu. According to the board, more than 91,000 foreign tourists arrived in Nepal by air in June alone. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international updates. A severe heat wave has disrupted 4th of July celebrations across parts of the central and eastern United States, forcing authorities to cancel or postpone dozens of parades, concerts, and fireworks displays. According to Reuters News Agency, among the affected events was the Great American State Fair on the National Mall in Washington, D.C., a key part of President Donald Trump's events marking the country's 250th anniversary. The fair was temporarily closed after temperatures have reached 38 degrees Celsius. Organizers also canceled the National Park Service's Independence Day parade over safety concerns, with the heat index forecast to climb to 46 degrees Celsius. The heat wave caused by a higher pressure heat dome spread from the Midwest to the eastern United States this week. More than 185 million people were under the heat alert on Friday, with several cities recording record high temperatures. Iran has begun a week-long state funeral for late Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, with thousands of mourners gathering at Tehran's Grand Mosalla religious complex to pay their respect. State television showed Khamenei's flag-draped coffin, along with those of several families killed in the same attack, lying in state at senior officials, foreign dignitaries, and members of the public attended the ceremonies. Iran authorities expect millions of people to take part in the ceremonies, while representatives from more than 100 countries are expected to attend. Now, sports update. The round of 32 of the FIFA World Cup 2026 has concluded, with Argentina and Colombia securing the final two places in the round of 16. Argentina defeated Cabo Verde by 3-2 after extra time in a closely fought match, while Colombia aced Ghana by 1-0. The round of 16 begins tonight as per Nepal Standard Time. Canada will face Morocco at 10:45 p.m., followed by Paraguay against France at 2:45 a.m. tomorrow. The winners will progress to the quarterfinals. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast a possibility of rain in most places of the country with effects of the monsoon winds. Currently, Koshi, Bagmati, Gundaki, Lumini, Karnali and Sudarbasin provinces are generally cloudy, while the Madhya province has witnessed partly cloudy weather. The division has also predicted moderate rain with thunder and lightning in some areas of Bagmati, Koshi and Lumini provinces. Some places in the Himalayan and hilly regions are likely to experience moderate rain with thunder and lightning, and some higher Himalayan areas will witness snowfall. There is also a chance of moderate rain with thunder and lightning in some places of the Tarai regions of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government marks 100 days with focus on good governance. Rashtriya Swatantra Party President Ravi Lamisani says government is working to meet public expectations. Armed police force deploys divers to search for bus and missing passengers in Karnali River. Heat wave sweeps U.S. disrupting Independence Day celebrations. And a round of 32 completed as FIFA World Cup 2026 enters last 16. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.